So tonight I'm going to invite you to become a Matthew. Tonight I'm going to invite you to take part in this program. We talked about Matthew's story this morning. Matthew was doing his job, collecting taxes. He was a Jew working for the Romans. He was despised and hated by his own people. He was probably a thief. And so he was sitting one day at his booth collecting the taxes, and Jesus came to him and called him and said, "Follow me." Now again, I don't have time to cover everything that I talked about this morning, but I think Matthew had experienced some of the miracles, some of the teaching, some of the preaching of Jesus. And his heart was ready, his heart was ripe when Jesus appeared to him that day and said, "Follow me." Matthew was ready because he knew what the world had to offer left him empty. It didn't satisfy. It didn't give him a purpose for living. And when Jesus called, Matthew got up, the Bible says, left all and followed him. He had a feast. Again, I don't know how quickly it was after he got saved, but he invited his friends. They were other publicans. They were other sinners. They were the kind of people that Jesus came to save, that Jesus came to find. And he invited Christ. And Matthew's friends got to sit down with Jesus, and they, I believe that they heard the gospel. They heard Jesus talk about sin. They heard him talk about the penalty of sin. They heard him talk about the fact that he was going to pay that penalty soon. And if they trust him, he would forgive them of their sin, make them right with God, fill the empty spot in their life, and give them a home in heaven. And as a result, some of Matthew's friends, again, we don't know how many, but some of Matthew's friends, some of his acquaintances, came to know Christ as their Savior. They got saved. And so I say to you tonight the same thing that Jesus said in John chapter 4, verse 35, "Lift up your eyes. Look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest." There are people all around us like Matthew. There are people all around us like Matthew's friends. The world has left them empty. The world has left a spot in their life that they cannot fill up. And they are looking for an answer. They are looking for hope. They are looking for that solid rock on which we stand. They are looking for Jesus Christ. They may not call his name, but they scream out to us in their pain. They scream out to us in their hopelessness. They need what we have experienced. They need to know Jesus. And so tonight, before we show this video, I want to encourage you to do five things. Number one, I encourage you to look around. Look at your family. Look at your friends. Look at those people that you are acquainted with. Look at your neighbors. Look at the people that you work with. Look at the people you may go to school with. Look at those people that are in your life that you know don't know Jesus Christ as their Savior. That never given you an indication that they've ever asked Jesus to save them. They're lost. They're dying. They're on their way to hell. I mean, like Dominique read that poem this morning. One day, if they don't receive Jesus Christ as their Savior, they're going to wake up at the judgment seat of Christ, and they're going to be condemned to spend eternity apart from him. So look around. See their lostness. See their hopelessness. See their despair. Look around and write their names down. The brochure we had in the bulletin this morning gives you a place to write 10 names down. I challenge you. Look at the people you know. Identify 10 people that need the Lord Jesus Christ. Write them on that list. Number two, look up. Right now, or right when you write their names down, begin to pray for them. Look to heaven. And every day, lift them up to the Lord. Every day, pray and beg God to save them. Beg the Holy Spirit to convict them of their sin. Beg the Holy Spirit to bring them to the Savior. Look, as we do that, we're only asking God to do what He wants to do already. You see, our God is not willing that any should perish. Our God doesn't want anybody to go to hell. Our God has a place in heaven for every single soul that lives. He doesn't want anybody to die. But He's looking for help. We can't help save them, but we can get them to the Savior. He's looking for laborers. The field is white, but He's looking for somebody to go and be a harvester, to plant the seed, to tell them about Jesus Christ. So look around, look up, and then look out. Look out. Look out for opportunities to strengthen your relationship with these people. Look out to make them more than just acquaintances. Look for ways to win them to yourselves. I mean, become a friend. If they have a need and you can meet that need, meet that need. Ask them if there's something that you can pray with about them. You know, people may not want to talk to you about the Lord, but when they have a problem in their life, they sure want Christians to pray about it. Ask them if there's something that you could lift up to God on their behalf. And just look for opportunities to build the relationship that you have with these people. And then number four, look forward to a Matthew-type event, a Matthew-type feast. Again, it doesn't have to be a whole meal. If you decide to go with a whole meal, that's wonderful. It could be just desserts. It could be just snacks. It could be popcorn, like some of the kids wanted to have tonight while we're watching the video. But look forward to a time that you can share something like this. Again, this is just one of them. There's three of them all together. Where you can look forward to a time where you can get them together and just like Matthew did, set them down with your Savior. We don't have the luxury that Matthew did. We do not have Jesus Christ in the flesh, but we have His Word. And the Bible says His Word will never return void. So look forward to an opportunity where you can get your friends, your family, your acquaintances, and have them set down with Christ. Hear the gospel. And then again, hear what Jesus did for you. How did He save you? What difference has He made in your life? And again, part of the training is to help you put together that 3-minute presentation to do exactly that. And then number five, look after. Those folks that do get saved, look after them. Help them get grounded in their Christianity. Help them understand by what it means to be a Christian. Help them start to their journey of faith, their growth in Christ. That's what this program is all about. It's training, it's tools to help us follow Matthew's example. He had some friends that needed the same thing that he did. He had met the Savior, the one that met his needs. He got them together, and God worked, Jesus worked, and people were saved. I believe that same thing can happen in our homes. I believe that same thing can happen to our friends. I believe that same thing can happen in our families. I believe that same thing can happen with our acquaintances. I believe that same thing that happened for Matthew can happen to us. Would you be a Matthew? I'd like you to watch this presentation. The Bible says in the book of Romans, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you're here tonight and you've never done that, you need to do it tonight. You need to do it now. Today's the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. I know most of us are Christians here tonight. I can't help identify with that young lady. When I first saw the Lord and realized how holy He was, if He would have said, "Go away," He would have been right. But He didn't. He loved me just like I was. He called me just like I was. And I can remember just like it was yesterday, kneeling down in front of that red couch in front of my pastor, in my pastor's study, and asking Jesus to be my Savior. You know, I hope tonight as Christians this is spoken to you and reminded when you stood before Him, when you realized that you were a sinner, when you realized how much He loved you. And I hope tonight this has drawn you closer to Him. We're going to have a word of prayer, then we're going to have an invitation. Father, thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for meeting with us tonight. I pray if there's just one here tonight, one soul that's never come to Jesus Christ, help them to understand tonight they're a sinner. There's a penalty for that sin, but Jesus paid it in full on Calvary's cross. And if they come, put their trust in Him, He'll save them. Father, help them to do that tonight. In just a second, right where they sit, they can pray the prayer that these three folks prayed, and they can ask Jesus to save them, and He'll do it. And then, Father, I pray You'd speak to our hearts as Christians. Help us to never forget the moment we stood before You, realized that we were a sinner, and realized how much You loved us. And then, Father, I pray that You give us a heart for others. Others have the same need that we had. Others need the same Jesus that we have. Help us to be an Andrew. Help us to be a Matthew. Help us to be a person that brings people to Jesus Christ. Please bless this time of invitation. Speak to our hearts, Holy Spirit. Help us to be obedient. For it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.